Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you. Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Get your cat off the table.
She heard you.
She knows who. She knows what's up. She listened to her auntie.
Did y'all just see that? Literally, I just said a Colleen Jett off of the table. That was wild. What kind of black magic you got going on over there?
You don't know how to control your kids, but I do.
Sit your ass down.
Sit your asses down in there. Macaroni and cheese, we are reviewing episode 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 8.
I'll intro it this time. So, y'all, we are here to review episode 5. Oh, should we wait for Jacob?
I don't know what Jacob's going through. Jacob is In-N-Out, honey. In-N-Out burger.
Oh, I haven't had In-N-Out in so long. Oh, I miss the In-N-Out. Hello, Bob the Drag Queen. How are you?
No, we had a great intro. Don't redo it. Don't redo it. Don't you ever fake it with our audience, honey.
I mean, I'm not going to fake like our audience. Fake it with our audience like you fake it in bed. I'm not going to do that.
You caught me. If there's anything I do, I bring in a little bit of Cetaphil and I act like I come all the time.
Okay, well, so I've seen this in porn. Apparently, because Twitter now, we know Twitter's a hellscape. The only thing Twitter is good for is porn. Twitter's not good for anything else but porn. Twitter is done, right? So I was on, I stumbled into a Twitter porn hole of these people that you inject this thing into your dick so you come like, so it looks like you're coming like buckets of cum. Have you seen this?
I've not heard of that. I know about Cialis where you eject your penis to get erect to cure ED.
No, this is a thing like dudes like put like a solution in their dick and then so when you come, it's like a fountain. It's like a geyser of cum.
I've not seen this. Are you going to go get some?
Okay, let me show you guys.
So this is not sibling cummery. This is
You cannot just change the word every time. I can't.
This is sibling watchery.
What's the one you said last time? Sibling druggery. The fans, if you read the comments, people want us to do sibling druggery, Bob.
You can do it. I encourage you to.
You can do it too. You can take like some Advil. You can take some Tylenol.
I'm taking an antihistamine right now. I'm currently on an antihistamine. So once the inflammation goes down for my sinuses, I'll tell you all how it's going.
Are you really? Are you? Do you have allergies? I've never known you to have allergies.
Yeah, you develop them as you get older. Some people, and I have them now.
You see what this say? LAX, a place you ain't never gonna see for the next couple months.
None of that. Your home address is on there. Put that down.
No, it's not. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Anyway, Bob, we are here to review episode 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars
4.
Episode 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 8. And this was a Okay, there's been a lot of shade being thrown around season 8. People are trying to shade the dolls. I enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, I liked it too. I enjoyed it too. I will say the season has not been particularly strong, but this episode is probably one of the better episodes so far. Mm-hmm. And based on the teaser for next week, I don't know, the girls want to fight Heidi or what. I don't know what Heidi did to Kahana and Candy, but they have had... Did you see the little next week?
I didn't see the I didn't see the next week trailer, no.
And Heidi was like, oh, you want to question my integrity? It's like a... And Kahana was like, I just thought it was very... It was the whole thing. Well, because something happened between Kahana and Heidi and Candy, apparently.
Well, we'll talk about it in this episode. Heidi has been getting cunty since last week. And this episode, she brought more cuntiness. And I think it's all going to bubble over. You know that song? Jesus love is a bubbling over. Jesus love is a bubbling over. Jesus love is a bubbling over. Hallelujah.
I do not know this song.
Well, Heidi's cuntiness is a bubbling over, okay?
What church did they sing that at?
I think I learned that one in my Methodist church.
Is that a white church?
No, it's a black church.
I went to a black church and a white church, and they basically sing the same songs just in different ways, which I gagged at. Like, they would be singing the same song, just different version. I've been in the church, I'm like, I've heard this version of the song before. I've heard this song somewhere. But the white church I used to go to, I used to walk to the church closest to my school. The bus used to come pick us up. There was this bus called from Barron Baptist Church in Clayton County to come pick up the kids in the neighborhood. It was a white church. And girl, they used to sing Godspell at the church.
Like the musical?
Like the musical. I was like, not Godspell.
not the white church was busting into black kids.
They did, we beseech thee, hear us, come sing about love.
I don't know anything about
that
Godspell.
That caused us first to be, come sing about love. That made the stone intrigue. Come sing about love. Yeah, they were shipping. They were shipping in the black kids. For them, it was a black neighborhood. It was a white church in a black neighborhood. In a
work,
black neighborhood.
Work. So Bob, at the top of this episode, nothing really spicy happens until. Well, that's not really spicy either.
Well, something kind of spicy. Jessica Wilde just won $30,000. That's low key. At least a little spicy. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's $30,000. We're gonna talk about it at the end of this episode. But poor Jimbo might be one of the worst lip syncers that has ever been on the show.
Jimbo?
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about Jimbo later on. But I was like, this bitch is bad at lip syncing. She needs to.
Yeah, lip sync is not her bread and butter. But luckily, she's very loved by the fans. You know who's not loved? Kasha Davis. I mean, not Kasha Davis or Darian Lake. They almost tied up. Mm-hmm. Darian got 4 votes. Kasha got 5. So Darian won by the hair on her chin.
Yeah.
Or won. She didn't win when she stayed by the hair on her chin.
But also, Darian can be surprised. This bitch is, this is, she's been in the bottom every week.
Drag her.
So you can't be surprised that people are voting you out.
Let me say real quick, by the way, the Ninja Creamy is everything I thought it would be anymore. I know this is completely random, but like, it's amazing. Jacob, we need to get an affiliate code because I'm not doing this. I'm not promoting the Ninja Creamy for free. We need to get an Amazon affiliate code or something. It's amazing.
Bob, everyone doesn't want to make everything a smoothie like you.
It's not a smoothie. It's ice cream. It's ice cream. You can have a pint of ice cream and the entire pint has less than 350 calories in it. That's insane.
So what, you take like a mango and you put some milk in there and you got ice cream?
Basically. In so many words, yeah, you can have strawberries, you can have I've been doing chocolate peanut butter. It's amazing.
You old ass.
A whole pint of ice cream. An entire pint of ice cream. You gagging?
I'm not gagging, actually. I'm not.
That is impressive. A pint of ice cream less than 400 calories, that's insane. A pint of ice cream is like 1,100 calories.
I'm just not as jazzed about Ninja Creamy like you are.
Clearly. Anyway, let's go on to something you are jazzed about, apparently.
Well, they were all saying the things. And then Kahana and Heidi, because Jessica was saying, like, you know, like, was anyone shocked by me winning? And Kahana and Heidi were both like, yeah, I was shocked that it was you. I did not expect you to win. And I was like, damn. Yeah.
I don't know why they felt the need to forfeit that information. They could have kept that to themselves. They like it's not like the vote. We all know who you voted for, but like you didn't need to tell that you thought Jessica Wilde was not going to win. Now Jessica Wilde's like, I'm going to send all these bitches home one by one. Also, not to mention, I know it's a little early for this, but James Mansfield will not stop voting for James Mansfield wants Darren Lake out of this fucking competition. James Mansfield will not let this woman breathe, honey.
I really like James Mansfield. In this season of All Stars, I am really enjoying my time with James Mansfield on my TV.
You know who's not enjoying their time? Heidi in Closet. This girl looked miserable.
Well, because in this particular
miserable.
She was really upset that she did not win or was high, she was really upset.
Yeah, but also like, geez, Louise, like every clip is Heidi just looking sad, sunken, disheveled, just, I'm like, this girl is not having a good time. I mean, she does not seem to be having a good time.
And
that seems fair to say.
I agree. But also, someone being a little disgruntled in the competition, I don't enjoy seeing that, but I mean, again, with this season getting a rap for not being particularly exciting or great, this extra little bit of sasson, I appreciate her giving it to us.
Bitch, the queens don't even want to be there. Bitch, Heidi don't even want to be on the show. Yeah, we're supposed to watch it.
So
the next day they come in and RuPaul tells them they're making a promo for a new scripted series. This is a very open-ended challenge.
It is.
It's like, but it's more open-ended than fucking Tears of the Kingdom. You can do anything, go anywhere you want, be who you want.
Are you playing that game too?
Yes, I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom. Whatever.
Andy too. This nigga won't stop playing this game, y'all. Anyway, we're not just about.
Oh, by the way, the game won't be beat until next year. This game is so huge. It is so wide.
That's so crazy to me. And the fact that people find that.
I mean, I made that up. That's not a real stat, but like it is a very. I've been.
Andy said he's a third. He's a third of the way through the game already.
How do you know?
Because he watches like all the IGN things and this and the this and like the guides and the this and that and the other.
Remember cheating? He
remember back in the day when you would buy a game, you buy the book that's like help you play through the game. You remember that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So wait, before real quick, they do the balloon popping game. I followed the journey of this balloon popping game. When they first did the game, the first time they've done it, you could only be a top. This one, you get to choose whether you're a top or a bottom. And let me, baby, I would have bottomed the fuck out of Bruno.
Yeah, because I remember Jinx wanting to bottom, but they wouldn't let her.
Yes.
And now they're letting the girls bottom.
Bitch, Bruno is bending him over the chair, and the way he's putting his hands above, like you know, like right on top of the butt.
He grabbed the shoulders.
He grabbed the shoulders. Then with Kahana, bitch, he grabbed her by the hip, like the top of the hip, and the thrust, baby.
Well, let's just talk about what's going on. So they do the balloon pop gag to see who's going to be on what team. There's three teams, green, purple, and blue. Mm-hmm. And I'm also intrigued by, first of all, Heidi has great legs. I was like, Heidi has very nice legs.
She had jeans on.
No, she didn't. She had on shorts.
Did she?
She had on overalls. Yeah, she had on overalls with short camouflage overalls.
Oh wow, you're really.
I took a mental note because I remember thinking these are very great legs.
Work.
And Kahana, that arch was severe. I said, "Ooh,
girl, I live."
Also, Darian struggling to pop that balloon, trying to top. I was like, "Girl, why didn't she use her hands? She was trying to hands free it. A girl, grab the head."
Wait, no, you know Darian is a top in real life.
Well, she needs to start grabbing the hips then, because she was just...
Bob, don't be knocking Darren's technique. That's her technique. Coming for her technique.
Was she pushing it all around? Whoever she fucking getting pushed all around the bed.
Wait, so the three teams are Lala, Heidi, and Kahana is one. Candy, Jimbo, and Jessica Wilde. And then James, Darian, and Alexis are the third group.
Yes. Those are the groups.
Yeah.
And, I mean... Off the bat, my first thought is that Candy, Jessica, Jimbo is going to be the best group. And, I mean, spoiler alert, they won.
Yeah. I thought that the Alexis group was going to be strong, too.
Yeah, I want to talk about these because, you know, let's get into the writing and the filming. So, So Darian wanted to do a sketch based on Lost, which first of all, I was like, that is a dated reference.
That is very dated.
Maybe like Lost came out
when
I moved to New York City. Maybe even before. I think Lost came out like 2005.
Yeah, Lost is a very old reference.
2006.
Yeah. But I mean, Drag Race references old shit all the time.
Yeah, but it's like really old, like Mommy Dearest or like 90210. Not old like, you know.
Like what?
2003? It was 2004. I don't know. It just seems like not dated. It's not like an old classic.
Like Gone with the Wind.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. It's not like Gone with the Wind. It's like doing a spoof on
Mean Girls, is what they've done.
Well, but Mean Girls is like a gay, is a queer classic.
Lost was a very big show.
I said it's a queer classic. I didn't say it wasn't a good show. Everyone loved Lost. Everyone knows that Lost was great.
Well,
I did stop watching after a while because Lost was getting, I was getting lost. I was like, y'all, it's too meta. Like once the smoke started coming up, and then there was like that guy had to press that button.
I didn't watch a single episode of Lost. I don't know anything about the show.
They like found, spoiler alert, but also it's literally been almost 20 years. So like, chill out. But like, there was like a button this guy has to press. Like they found this guy, if I recall correctly, they found this guy who has to press a button. And if he doesn't like press his button, he doesn't know what's going to happen. Like either the world's going to blow up or the island's going to implode or something. But like, there's like a big countdown. And once it gets to zero, he has to press the button. And that's like his whole job is to press this button. And I was like, what is this?
So
and maybe I'm confusing it. Maybe there's a small chance I'm confusing with something else. But I remember that. And there was this black smoke that used to chase people down.
Well, I got to be black. So how did the show end? Did they end up getting off? Were they saved from the island?
I logged out. I didn't finish it. I couldn't. After the black smoke caught them, I stopped watching.
And the whole premise was these people were on a plane and their plane crashed and they were just lost on this island. Nobody could find them.
No, low key. But the more intense version was they landed on this island, and then once they got on the island, they realized that the island was like enchanted. It was like a weird island. Mm. So like they couldn't communicate with anyone. But the island was like doing weird stuff and like, oh yeah, like one guy was in a wheelchair, but on the island he could walk.
Huh.
And when he crashed, he was in the wheelchair and he was like, well, I don't want to leave the island because I can walk now. And then like this other guy like won the lottery and then landed on the island. I think one guy, yeah, Huey. I think his name was Huey. Huey landed on the island, but he had won the lottery. It was 20 years ago. So, I mean, 19 years ago. So, I don't fully remember all the details of Lost, but I remember that it was a very intense show. And then there was a doctor whose stubble never grew. That was his whole thing. He was a doctor with stubble.
Got it. Well, I hope they were found. So Darian wants to do this thing about Lost, and Alexis objects to it. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to agree, and I'm going to go along with this idea, even though I think it's dumb.
Until the bus comes.
Girl.
And I can throw that, you underneath.
That was so fucking shady, but we'll get there. I gagged.
Until the M16 comes pulling up.
The cross-town bus.
Comes pulling up, girl. You were going all the way through Central Park on this bus, baby. Getting dragged along. I saw a video on Reddit the other day of this guy. He's alive. He lived. He was like laying down, taking a nap at a gas station, and then a car pulled in and didn't see him and just drove right over him.
Wait, he was laying down where? Why would you be laying down in the gas station? Like on the floor?
I could send you the video if you want. He was like just laying down with his head facing the gas, and the car just rolled over him, the front wheel, and then he got up. He was like, oh my God. He was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, he was asking for it. Get your ass up.
Isn't that crazy? Now the girls sit down and write these these sketches. What would you have done?
I don't know, but I did write down that I think Heidi's kidnapped idea is smart because you're like playing on like a common trope, right? Like having like, you know, like things like Home Alone or whatever it is, like these two like bumbling people trying to kidnap someone. Like that's like a trope that we've seen before, and you have the form and it works. And I think Lala is like hesitant about it, or maybe Kahana is. And I'm like, no, y'all, that's smart. Like you have a framework for how the story goes.
I would have wanted to do like the Office style show or like Modern Family,
like a mockumentary.
One of those, like, Yeah, one of those like mockumentary style TV shows where the camera kind of follows you around. I would want to do something like that. That sounds like it'd be fun for me.
Do you think in the parameters of this challenge, though, I don't think that will work in this challenge specifically. Because like how it's set up?
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, you just got to have a trailer. You just got to have a good trailer for it. Maybe.
True.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank God I was not there and had to decide. I will say this. When Heidi's team is doing the kidnapping scene. Kenny feels like the judges prefer an original idea over a spoof. I don't know why she said that because it is spoofs. So Jimbo wants to do this thing, but Kenny's like, no, it shouldn't be a spoof. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all Drag Race is spoofs. Drag Race is just spoofs on spoofs on spoofs. So like, where did she get this idea that they don't want to see spoof? That seems so. Misguided, right?
Yeah, and Jimbo's the point. Jimbo is like, no, as long as what you're doing is funny and Rue's laughing, which literally Rue says it all the time, make me laugh. It's just about making Rue laugh. So when Candy says that, I am very confused as to where she gets this from. And Candy is a queen of no and giving little to remedy the no.
No. No.
I'm like, okay, bitch, no, now what?
No, 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 no.
And she's like, Candy's on this thing. She's like, it needs to make sense. And I'm like, Drag Race challenges rarely make sense as long as they're funny.
Yeah, I think Jimbo's right about this. I think that Candy was overthinking it. And Jimbo was honestly, they are going back and forth. Like Candy and Jimbo are just not, they are just bumping heads on this.
Yeah.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you, add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever. So it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century. And that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. And when they get into the rehearsal, Jessica Wilde is making Michelle Visage blush. I just love Jessica being like, no, do you want more of this?
Yeah, that team is raunchy, girl.
Jessica go, oh, do you want more?
Well, I mean, everyone. Jessica was douching. Jessica was sucking dick. Candy was saying that he was touching her dick by accident. I was like, it was a lot. But, I mean, it's Drag Race.
But also, when did Michelle become such a prude? Win a couple of Emmys, and now she's Sister Michelle. Sister Michelle, full of grace.
When Team Lala is doing it, I love their concept. I think Lala and Heidi, I think they look great. And I think, I'm just going to say now, I think this was like my favorite group. I thought they were very funny. I love the characters they chose. And I thought it's a great concept. I think Kahana is struggling a little bit. I think that maybe acting and comedy is not Kahana's strongest suit. But she's strong in so many other things, like dancing, like design.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but she's not like tanking the team. You know what I mean?
I mean, we'll get there. I think Kahana might be the reason why this group did not go succeed because Heidi and Lala are doing great.
So good.
This voice that Heidi is doing is so
good. Funny. It's really funny.
I love this voice. I could listen to this voice all day. It's so fun. I really, really enjoy what she's doing with her voice. But I do think that Kahana was a little bit lost in this challenge. I think as a threesome, Candy, Jimbo, and Jessica were better. But I think that the two strongest ones of the whole challenge, of the whole episode for me, were Lala and Heidi.
I agree. I was so impressed with Lala too. Like, you know, I don't remember Lala's acting challenges and
they were bad. She had a particularly bad one. Okay. The flag factory.
The flag, right. And I think her commitment to this character is really good. What she did with the makeup, I think it's really funny. And I agree. I think Heidi and Lala to me were the funniest. And I just enjoyed their dynamic. They played off each other very well. I really enjoyed them, like, a lot.
I think Heidi's actually the strongest. Like, Heidi is low-key the strongest one in this challenge for me personally. But I do think that Kahana was not doing great. There's something that tickled me about. I mean, we'll get to, we're just talking about the rehearsal stuff now. Yeah. Also, Alexis Michelle's breastplate is so distracting.
Is it?
Because it's, like, so thick around the neck. It's so...
Let me look it up, like, really quick. I don't remember. It didn't bug me, I guess. I didn't notice it.
It was very distracting for me. Every time she puts on that breastplate, I'm like, I cannot with this breastplate. It just looks, I don't know. She needs a necklace or something.
Is it? But the color is not off.
No, it's not the color. It's just that it looks like she's wearing like a massive. It just doesn't look good in my humble opinion.
So I was gonna watch it, but I mean, whatever. I'll get there. So when that team goes, I think that Alexis is trying to make things a little too complicated. I think Alexis sometimes overthinks things too much. I think that kind of gets in her way. But I think James is being very funny to me. I think James is funny, She makes a point to talk about Michelle being very stoic a lot in these challenges. Like, Michelle would sit there and you, like, do a joke. Michelle would be like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
She said Michelle, she let out a little, she says, like, a coma victim coughing. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, when someone coma coughs.
Yeah.
I would not want to, I don't want to, again, do a acting challenge in front of Michelle Visage, because she's also gotten very good at TV between season 8 and now. She's gotten even more stoic. She will not show. I want to play poker with this bitch. She will not show you. She will not give you anything, honey. Anything.
Which, again, on an All Star 7, with that, the Christmas Santa School for Girls, when we had Janixa Bravo, who was treating it like we were on set for her for HBO, and RuPaul was so, like, yeah, okay, yeah, I like that. And that, now this thing, like, they were so into it. to me, it would be so annoying to like have someone not like, you know, give me a reaction or actually direct me so I do a better job.
I mean, you've been on 3 seasons of Drag Race. You've done plenty of scenes with Michelle, haven't you?
I feel like RuPaul did Breast World, or did RuPaul do Breast? I don't fucking remember. I don't remember. I can only remember the most recent one.
We did one with Faith
Hill. That was the RuCo's Empire.
With Faith Hill Faith and RuPaul, yeah. Evans, goddamn, you got me saying Faith Hill. Yeah, the country singer, Faith Hill. Faith Evans and RuPaul. Girl.
Faith Hill.
Wow.
Do you know that Elton John has sold is the highest tour grossing performer person? Elton John did one tour, and guess how much he made on the tour?
How much?
$853 million.
That's the most in the world. That's a lot of money.
Because he did 293 shows.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Anyway,
I also found out that so I found something out recently that that Taylor Swift's tour is grossing a lot more than Beyonce's.
Because I saw this too. Go ahead.
But it's also, well, it's not just that. Taylor Swift is indeed selling more tickets than Beyonce. But also, the fact that Taylor Swift's tour is grossing almost twice what Beyonce is making is not reflective of the tour sales, because Beyonce's tour costs a lot more money to put on. Yeah. But that being said, Taylor Swift is still selling more tickets than Beyonce.
Is she?
She is, yeah. Taylor Swift sells a lot of tickets. Damn. Taylor Swift be in the street selling tickets.
Did you see she did a song with Ice Spice, and then Taylor Swift's boyfriend was making racial.
Taylor Swift did a song with Ice Spice?
Yes, it's called Karma. And then on this.
Oh, wait, someone told me this. Was it Jacob?
And then there's this podcast with Taylor Swift's boyfriend making very racist jokes about Ice Spice.
I've heard about her problematic partner. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't really know much about the Swift world. Obviously, I got one of her albums wrong on the one of the podcasts, and the Swifties gathered me.
Bob was like, every song from this album, as we listened to Jacob, was like, that was 1989, Bob. That was great.
Yeah, Jacob's a Swiftie. You didn't know Jacob.
Is he really?
Jacob's a problematic Swiftie. He can't speak in this episode, so I'll just say what I want, and everyone has to believe it. Jacob is a problematic Swiftie. No, yeah, but anyway.
How do we get here? How do we get here?
You talking about Elton John. You know, at one point, Elton John was literally responsible for, like, I think, like 5% of all the album sales in the world.
That's crazy.
Elton John is huge.
I didn't realize how big he was.
Yeah, girl, between his music and his musicals and his fucking, whoever else knows what else he's fucking selling these days.
Crack.
TikTok is low-key just like a marketplace now. Like, everything.
It's so many
now
ads.
Now they have the shop link. So, even you can now add your, like, you can now add a product to your TikTok page where you can on Instagram.
Oh.
And now everything's an advert for.
That's what everything is. Everything is everything.
I mean, I bought the Ninja Creamy, and I'm happy about
it. Oh, you bought it from TikTok?
TikTok inspired me to buy it, yeah. Let's go into the makeup moments. First of all, Candy will and is making a truce very loudly with anyone she can get her hands on. Candy will make a truce. If you lock eyes with her at the right time of day, you and Candy Muse are in a truce.
A truce?
A truce.
What do you mean a truce? Like you're agreeing not to vote each other out?
Yeah, bitch, a truce.
I thought you meant, because what is... Oh,
alliances and truces.
What she's talking, and then she suggests that someone would like take an opportunity to vote her out because she's big competition. I'm like, you ain't win nothing.
Who, Candy?
Yes. She's like, yeah, because someone would take their chance to take me out because I'm big competition. Why are you big competition?
Drag her.
Like, I think Candy Muse is good in Drag Race, but right now, Candy ain't win nothing. So in the parameters of this competition, Candy's not big competition. Jimbo is big competition.
You better drag Candy no win Muse.
Jessica Candy Wild.
Zero wins Muse.
It's big competition right now. I'm probably sure Candy wins some more later, but as of right now, no.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you are right. Candy does not have a lot of. I don't think she has a very big target on her back because she hasn't won anything yet. She's been. I think she's been safe a few times. And then at one point, Lala Rigo's like, I vowed myself, whenever I'm here, I'm going to try to have fun. And Heidi said, me too. Are you, Heidi? Are you?
Oh, because she started going on that rant. She's like, she's going to flap. She's like, because she said, Heidi said, I'm going to spill the tea about Candy that will burn the whole workroom down. And she's making it sound like Candy said something about Jimbo in secret.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, Heidi said, I'm honey, because I'll spill all the tea. Y'all don't want me to say it. Y'all don't want me to say it right now.
Yeah, Heidi's acting a real cackalacky right now, girl. She's. You know the thing where you talk about somebody and you just start talking loud so you hope they hear you? I was like, not every girl I grew up with. This is wild, bro. What is going on?
That's like being around. I'm like, yeah, because these girls who won season 8, they really think they know what they're talking about. They really think they know what's
literally.
Up.
Literally. Because what some Dominican drag queens say about some Canadian drag queens, I know. I happen to know what some Dominican drag queens from the Bronx say about some Canadian drag queens who are on season 1 of Canada's Drag Race. Some of them. I'm like, girl, I think we, at this point, you're dropping context clues and we know. Was apparently Heidi has every secret in the world.
Apparently, girl. Apparently. I'm like, what could it be that was that crazy?
It was probably something like, I don't care for her dress.
Something like
it was
that.
Something like, right. Like, I didn't like that dress.
Right. Very that.
Which you and I know on this podcast, not liking someone's dress can end the baby. Not liking a dress can be the end all be all. Yeah. You have to make a TikTok at DragCon. I mean, I'm still waiting for my makeup video.
Your beard is so long. I can't.
I know it's getting tangled. I need to trim. I need to shave. I'll probably shave by the next podcast. I'll be clean shaven.
Are you getting a drag soon?
Yeah, I think so.
Work
probably. Yeah.
What? You didn't see what you're talking about. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, I think about it.
Nobody do this. You do that. So we go. So I think it's time to talk about the runways, Bob.
So the runway category is As the World Turns. This is a category made just for you. Macaroni.
I love chunky. I used to, back when I was in New York City, and I was really, I have a whole bag of it still of chunky wooden bracelet, because when I have big hands, so trying to find stuff that'll go over my hands would always be a task. So when I would find jewelry or like wooden bracelets or big chunky bracelets that'll go over my hands, I would buy a bunch of them. And I love RuPaul's little chunky arm bracelets. I need to bring that back for myself.
RuPaul looks great. I love this dress. I love this hair. I think Michelle is, to be honest, all the judges look really great. I love all these looks. They're really, really
this,
cool.
This girl is wearing a Marsha original.
Maude Apatow.
Yeah. Is it Judd Apatow's daughter or wife?
I do not know who Maude Apatow is. Let's Google her real quick, shall we? She's from Euphoria.
Oh, she plays a Cassie's sister.
I've never seen Euphoria. I did once have dinner with Judd Apatow.
You did.
I do not know his daughter.
Oh, here go Bob flaunting. Oh, here we go. Oh, y'all heard it here. I did have dinner with Judd Apatow. Y'all.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah, you can never.
I don't want to.
He told me he didn't want to have dinner with you, specifically you. Out of everyone in the world, he named you. It's kind of weird, actually. I said Judd.
Yeah, she plays Maddie's sister. Oh, my God. Her dad is Judd Apatow. Wow.
I don't know anything about the Apatows or Euphoria. I could not name anything Judd Apatow's done.
Judd Apatow, you do. Did he
do 40-Year-Old Virgin?
No, he did This Is 40 though. Oh yeah, he wasn't 40-Year-Old Virgin. Yeah, and he was in
Can name one thing he did. Never mind. I can name one thing he did.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Queens. So James Mansfield is celebrating her Mexican heritage by doing this Aztec inspired look.
This looks so. I've never seen James in something like this. I think she looks great.
Yeah, look, it is very different. I think the headpiece looks the headpiece is giving a little bit inexpensive.
Really?
Scotch inexpensive? Yeah, something about it. I don't know what it is. But she looks really good though.
Yeah, I think she looks great. I think her ass is padded down. She got a big old donkey booty. And I like that James is so. What I love about James a lot this season, she's just showing so much variety, right? And in James's drag, I've seen it on her TikTok. I mean, on her Instagram. And like YouTube, I've never seen James in a lot of the stuff she's wearing on here. I love that. I think she looks fierce.
Yeah, she looks good. I like this look. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Darian Lake, who looks really good. Love this look on Darian Lake.
Yeah, like I agree with RuPaul. This copper bodysuit with this red hair, like that color combo on her skin color, I think it looks great. Mm-hmm. Looks really beautiful.
I also love this like peekaboo titty moment with the like this like sleeve bolero type mm-hmm. jacket over it. It looks really, really good. I've never seen Darian wear anything like this. And she's going to show y'all that she is snooched, honey. Yes, she honey. Said, I'm going to show y'all what a bitch really do, honey.
She looks really great. Let's go on to Alexis Michelle, who at first, when she came out, I was like, I don't get it. And it was like a cut out of her butt. And I'm like, okay. I don't get the... It's the whole thing, like, I'm in a bridal gown. Oh, well, look at my butt. Or is this like a character reference I'm not getting?
No, I think the idea is that she just is showing her ass, and okay. she's. I think it's the idea is that it's a surprise. You know, what's a wedding without some cake? I really enjoyed that. I thought that was a really good line. I think that this is a good look. I think she looks really stunning. I think that it was the most surprising ass reveal of the evening. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She looks good. This dress is beautiful. I wonder how is her. I wonder like is the padding built into the dress?
I think that's her actual butt.
No, but those aren't her real hips.
Oh, yeah. That's what Shay did on All Stars 4. Shay did something like this. I mean, All Stars 7. Shay, the padding was in her gown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
Let's go on to Candy Muse. Now, this from the front, I thought this was fucking dope. The butt was out of control. It's not even close to where her butt is. It's like on the top of her back. It's not good.
The dress is way too short. Also, this is low-key giving... Didn't Aja do a look almost exactly like this on All Stars?
She had similar hair, but I don't think anything else was similar. She had hair in something that was like this.
But with the whole blow-up part and everything, it was... But also, maybe I'm overthinking it, but this... I'm thinking to myself like... And Aja had a sword, didn't she? Instead of a paddle?
I don't remember.
Maybe it's by the same designer.
Maybe. Yeah, I thought this was really cool from the front. I thought this was really dope. And then I saw the butt thing, which was so out of whack. I was like, no, this is terrible.
Yeah, I hate that her butt is so weird. Like, I can see her real butt and her fake butt. It doesn't look like a butt.
Yeah.
And I feel like the butt's supposed to be the that's what this whole look is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
And the butt is just so
wonky.
Bad.
It's really bad. Like a baboon's fucked up ass.
It's also too short in the front. It's too short in the front because like when she was, it kept riding up and I kept seeing where her pussy would be. Yeah. And then when she was sitting in the chair, I was just like, this look is upsetting me. This look is very upsetting.
And like the boobs are messed up. I would have forgiven the boobs being messed up if the ass was together. And it's just not. It looks crazy in the back.
The boobs are too high too. The whole thing is too high. The whole thing is just too short.
Yeah, I think it was made a little too short for her.
Yeah. Let's go on to Yessica Wild.
I love this dress. I love this thing. I think this is way too safe for As the World Goes Round. I'm like, that's what you're going to show us,
As
girl?
As the World Turns.
As the World Turns. Just like the little red lips on your butt. Like, that's the thing. Like, she could have went way further with this. This is way too simple.
Yeah, I agree. This dress is nice, but for this category, I do not like this. Like a little kiss on the cheek, like what? Jessica, like baby, your last name is Wild. You're supposed to be Wild. Like,
yeah.
This is such a demure. This is the same girl last week who had titties just wobbling and bobbling everywhere.
Right.
The girl who Michelle was out to do had to beg to stop sucking dick and stop douching, and now she's demure and sweet and soft. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. This is way too sweet. Way too sweet.
Let's go to Jimbo.
I finally see the breastplate thing you're saying. Like the picture we have here, you can see his neck and the breastplate. It's so like they're completely different colors.
But also, I just hated the way Jimbo was walking. I actually don't mind this look. I actually like this look. But the way that Jimbo was walking was just driving me crazy.
I didn't notice.
I don't know why. It was like a lot of dancing and like awkward like white girl butt shaking. But I mean, I guess lean, if that's you, lean in, I guess. Boobs for a butt is interesting. I don't hate it, but I think I liked that they were moving. I think I like how much movement they had, which was fun.
Yeah, I love this cat suit. I want a cat suit like this. Yeah, I think what's interesting, I've seen a lot of discourse online about women being very, it's not all women, but some women being upset by Jimbo's portrayal of women. And again, I'm not a woman, so it's not my place to really have an opinion on it. But I find it very interesting. People seem to be very upset about Jimbo. They feel like Jimbo's just really doing like a mockery of women, and like women like upset about it.
Well, I'm sure those women will make their voices heard. I mean, maybe Jimbo's just doing his own thing for himself. I mean, I think Jimbo might be portraying femininity, and femininity doesn't necessarily belong to women.
This is true.
Which is a much larger conversation for a different time.
Heidi
decided to be like kind of like Eeyore, which fits her mood for the past couple.
Yeah, and this just wasn't like, I don't know, like it just was not great.
Yeah, I don't like, and she kept being like the details, and I was like, what details? Like a belly button ring and like nipples, like I could see if this cat suit was like intricate,
right?
And, like,
right,
but I was like, detail. What detail?
I mean, like, listen, and I have a cat suit spray painted by Troy Ford to look like Scarlet. If you're gonna do something like this, you get it like spray painted to give the realness that you're trying to do. And to be honest, the makeup wasn't as strong as I think she wanted it to be. And yeah, she kept on like yelling at us about these details, and which forced me to look closer. And I was like, baby, no, I shouldn't be looking closer. This wasn't great.
Yeah, I don't like this look. I do not like this look. Let's move on to Kahana Montrese, who is reminding us that this booty is full of mysteries. Silicone.
I fucking love this. I love that she got these shoes. Whatever she did, she got these shoes made to match the whole look completely. I love she had like the old time like 50s doc. What is the thing? Why did doctors have this on their foreheads? What was that?
I think it reflects light.
Is that how they would get light to look into your crevasses, as Nicole Byer would say?
I think it reflects light. I don't know why else the doctor would have that on their head, because you can't see it on if it's on your own head. Why do doctors wear
forehead reflectors?
Wear reflectors. The disc is known as a head mirror, and it helps visualize various body cavities of interest.
I think you may be right. It probably has something to do with getting light in there back in the day. It's
called a head mirror.
A head mirror. Yeah, I think that...
A head mirror is a sample of diagnostic device stereotypically worn by physicians, but less so in recent decades. They became somewhat obsolete. A head mirror is mostly used for examination of the ear, nose, and throat.
I think you're right, Bob. Look at you. You're so smart. My little smart little Columbus cookie.
It feels patronizing. Let's go on to...
We're not talking about Kahana. I think Kahana looks very hot. I love that. You know, I love when a bitch thinks about the shoe. And you can tell she got... Either she got a shoe painted or covered, so it all was one cohesive thing. I think Kahana looks fucking great. And I think she looks stunning.
Yeah, she does look really good. I agree. And her butt looks really nice.
It looks great.
Let's go on to the lovely LaLaurie.
Girl.
I do not like this outfit. And I don't like this hair or this outfit.
I like the hair. I think the hair itself could have worked, but like the back just didn't work. And I think if she did, I get that she didn't want to show her, because I don't think she was really padded, because I don't know why she put
She wasn't padded because she wanted to show her ass.
Yeah, but I don't know why she put that mesh in. Like, if the back was all of her skin, but just having just that one, just her cheeks cut out, look weird, and then the pants were a little too baggy. I don't know. And then the jewelry back there.
Maybe the mesh is there to make them pam, and the pants have to be held together by something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, they'd just be flapping in the front.
True. Then it should have been tighter to the skin and closer. I don't know. This just is not great. But I think she looks beautiful from the neck up. I love this hair and makeup. I think the hair and makeup looks beautiful, and it fits the vibe with this, like.
I didn't say anything about her makeup. I said her hair.
I didn't say anything about the makeup.
Monet's like, I don't think your hair and makeup look like shit. I do not think your hair and makeup look like shit.
I said I like her hair and makeup. I said she was great from the neck up. And I think the hair fits the vibe of this, like, cool R&B bitch singing suit situation. But the back was just a mess with this. And look at the picture. It looked like she's shitting diamonds.
I don't like the front of the suit.
If it was tailored more, I would have liked it.
Let's go on to our fame games. So, Monica Beverly Hills, I don't like this look.
Like, how is this ass the world turns around?
I think the fringe covers her ass a little bit less, maybe, or like, I think.
No, this is a bad look, Monica. I'm sorry. Nasha Lopez, I think this is cool, but this is, again, a little safe, maybe? But this gown is stunning. Well,
a lot of people have a very similar idea. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, Nasha Lopez looks good. It's a little safe, but it does look good. Nasha has a great ass too. And Mrs. Costa Davis's outfit is not great. It is, I do not live, I do not laugh, and I do not love this garment. This is that fabric that I used to have.
I know.
Except my dress was prettier.
you're so funny, Bob.
Humor. So let's go into so let's talk about the videos. Okay, so in group one, which was Darian Lake, Mrs. Kasha Davis, and Alexis Michelle, I actually didn't laugh out loud at it.
Mrs. Kasha Davis is not here. It was
Darian Lake, Alexis Michelle, and James Mansfield. Mm-hmm. And I laugh when they cut to that footage of the ship being tossed around in the water. I don't know why that was so funny to me. I love a cut to footage that's clearly not shot by the same production company. Something about that is so funny to me. So I didn't laugh very much when that part happened. Other than that, I didn't laugh too much. I really enjoyed. I was kind of weird. Like, it's obvious they were choosing celebrities based on what they had.
Oh no!
There.
No, I think that's stuff that no. Do you think Andorra, the lady from Bewitch, was a character they had there? I think those are their points of reference.
Well, I happen to already know that I know for a fact that Alexis Michelle has that outfit because I love that dress. And I saw her post it on Instagram like a year or two ago. And I remember going, oh, my God, I love this dress. It is a recreation of a it's a take on a dress worn by, what's her name? Hello, gorgeous.
Barbra Streisand.
So I know that she already has that dress, but I also don't think the production would ever make something that nice for a, like, James Mansfield dress. Production would not make something nice as James Mansfield's dress for them.
No, that's not true. I've been, these days, like, everything that we wore in the Bitches Stole Christmas, production made for us.
That's all.
Wow. Somebody gets on HBO, Max, and they out here, they're like.
First of all, I'm on HBO. First of all, I'm on HBO. Proper. Honey.
When you say what they had, you mean like, you don't mean what Drag Race had. You mean what, like, they, what the girls brought with them.
Yeah, the girls just had it. They're like, what? This could be Agnes Moorehead, the most random celebrity we could think of.
When they were saying, like, these celebrities, I'm like, can y'all please do some more current stuff? Like, why are we going so far back? Like,
Marilyn Monroe is not that random. Agnes Moorehead is wild.
That is
out of pocket.
Yeah,
I didn't even know she was. I assumed she was dead, but I didn't. I certainly didn't.
And that's Andorra, right?
Yes.
I was like, she said, and I knew it was Andorra because I knew it was Alexis, so it was a little dated. And I'm using context clues to realize who it was. But I was like, this the reference y'all gonna make?
Yeah, it was odd. It was a very odd choice. Very, very odd. But I think that they chose this idea, they were like scrambling to see what celebrities they could do without diving into their smash game.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Which is next week.
The second group, again, Jimbo was clearly the standout in the group. Even from Jimbo's first entrance coming into the scene was very funny. And I think Jimbo was easily the standout of the group.
Yeah, it's when the scene was done, all Michelle Visage said was, "Wow." She's like, "I'm still going to be stoic. I'm not giving you bitches anything."
Yeah.
You get wow. And yeah, I didn't mind it. I still think that I laughed more. I didn't like necessarily laugh out loud. I just love that voice that Heidi and I love the portrayal that Heidi and LaLaurie were doing.
Me too. I laughed the most at theirs. I really did. I laughed at Jimbo and I laughed at Heidi and Kahana. I mean, Heidi and LaLaurie. I genuinely thought that they were the strongest duo. And it just sucks that they judged it as a team this time. And also, going in, I'll be like, can you let us know before y'all watch the video how we're judging? When we're doing the roles, tell me if we're gonna be teams or individuals.
Well, you know that I'm gonna do that.
I know.
I do think that group two seemed a little. It was a scotch one note. The idea was a little bit one note for me.
Yeah,
but I mean that's fine. Group three, we're going to talk about Kahana, Heidi, and LaLaurie. Something really tickled me when LaLaurie said when Kahana said, "My tucking panties."
What?
I don't know why that was so funny to me, because like there's like LaLaurie and fucking Heidi are doing all this like intense work, and then Kahana set up and said, "My tucking panties." It was so bland, but something about that just really tickled me. And not in a great way, but it tickled me pink.
I also thought.
Also, I don't understand how the panties, I don't understand how the panties work. Like, what do the panties do? Like, do the panties make you, they just make you a better drag queen? Do the panties encourage the judges to like you more? Do the panties get you gigs? What do the panties do?
I don't think we found out what the panties do, but we did find out that they just did it wrong. They smelt them, but you have to put them on as well. And I thought it was very funny when they were going to like, I liked Lala's voice. What's that character Lala was doing? I know you like Heidi's voice. I enjoyed Lala's a bit more, and I just thought they were so great. And it sucks that they didn't win, because I thought Heidi had a good runway. Wait, did I like Heidi's runway? No.
No.
Yeah.
Or LaLaurie's runway.
Damn.
double homicide.
Yeah.
Damn, double homicide.
Well,
do you know double homicide, where that's from?
Yes. I've seen the clip. I don't remember exactly where, but I've seen the clip before.
It was one of those.
Oh, Jocelyn Cabaret.
Yeah, and yeah.
Yes. It's all coming back. It's all coming back.
And I think this girl said that she had like,
I don't know, but
it was something about an abortion.
Yeah. And then the other girl goes, "Damn, double homicide."
Damn, double homicide. I think she said she aborted twins, and the ladies go, "Damn, double homicide." It was something like that. And then the girl's like, "Why would you say that?" She goes, I'm sorry.
Are we doing a podcast after this?
I don't know, Jacob.
Okay, I gotta catch you up with some stuff. Anyway.
Okay. So, in the judging, we found out that Alex Michelle really threw Darren Lake under the bus.
I was heated because she framed like, "I would like to apologize," and like act like she was about to be like,
"For this bullshit we put on the fucking runway." I want a person to apologize for my shit teammates.
I was like, Alexis, that is shit. So fucking, I would have fucking slapped this bitch.
Shit, they were shit. You're right, they were shit. They were bad people. Not good people.
Oh, but like, I was heated for Darian. And Darian was like, "Well, I'm not gonna sit here." It's like, "I'm gonna like take up for our thing." I thought it was great. Like when you have committed to this thing, I have two minds, right? One mind, I would be like, Alexis, like, she's trying to save herself and like not be eliminated. But also, I'm like, bitch, you committed to do it, and we did the thing. So now that they didn't like it, now you want to say it wasn't your idea? That's shady.
Yeah. And then we find out that Jimbo wins this challenge, and Darian Lake, Alexis Michelle, and James Mansfield are all in the bottom.
Tres.
I did not watch Untucked yet, but I'm sure that Heidi is having a conniption fit right now in Untucked. Or at least a silent treatment. And then Jimbo reveals to us that she has never won a lip sync in the history. In three seasons of Drag Race, she has never won a lip sync.
And for good reason. She's terrible at it.
She's not great. She's not great. Chanel came out. Chanel is a lip sync assassin. They lip sync to Reputation. Mm-hmm. And Chanel wins. The money rolls over. Someone next week has a chance to win $20,000 for a lip sync. And then the girls all vote. And the votes all, I don't know that they all, I didn't watch Untucked yet, but most of them go to Darian Lake. And of course, James re-upped. James said, I'm going to keep doing it until it works.
Do you want these black shoes? Do you want these black boots here?
I can't really see them. They don't really speak to me. Thank you for the offer, though. I would never wear that shoe.
Until you have an outfit that you need it for. Watch. Ooh. Watch.
Ooh, ooh. When have you ever seen me wearing like an ankle booty?
Bob,
ever?
Oh, we're here. You don't know what...
I've never worn an ankle booty. Listen,
all I'm saying is, mark my words, there's going to be a time Bob's going to need those shoes. I'm going to play this clip on my social media.
You seem upset because I didn't take the shoe you offered, bitch. I don't want the shoe.
Okay, then don't ever get the shoe then.
Okay, I'm never asking for the shoe.
Okay.
You seem mad that I did not want this shoe that you offered that I don't want. I didn't ask you for. I didn't come to your house and beg you for the shoe. Do you want this comb?
Yes.
Do you want this? Because yes. One day. What a weird. I got a really fierce pair of shoes. You want to see them? Hold on.
Black like that.
Before you say anything, they're not for drag.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, you do wear booties.
That's not the same shoe.
But it's a booty.
But it's not. That's very different. This has buckles and straps. It's not the same thing. This shoe, I am obsessed with this shoe. This is not for drag.
Oh, that's cute.
This is not for drag. I am obsessed with this shoe.
Is it Rick Owens?
No, it's Sorrow.
It's very cute.
You can't see it, but
why can't you wear it in drag? Why can't you wear it in drag? What's wrong with wearing a drag?
It just doesn't speak to me for drag. Doesn't speak to me, love. Doesn't speak to me.
Those are cute.
Anyway, they vote. Darian Lake goes home. Upstate New York has two more queens to perform at their bars.
Oh. Wow, Bob. That sounds a little shady and mean.
Why is that shady? They do work at the bars. You think working at bars is shady?
No, but you know that came out shady.
Very interesting take you have there. Very interesting take you have there. So you don't work at bars anymore. Now you think it's
I do work at
shit.
Bars.
Think,
I literally work.
So think
I work, literally worked at
so
Mickey's.
Now you think work at bars are literally pieces of actual shit.
Shit on my fucking nuts, bitch.
I'm not interested in whatever you and Annie are into. That's your business. And you can feel free to do that in the privacy of your own home. But on this podcast, I will not be shitting on your nuts. Thank you so much.
Are we done?
Who's going to win season 8? Who's going to win season 8?
As of right now, Jimbo's winning for sure.
Yeah, I was saying Candy before, but it's giving Jimbo. But it's too early. Like, there's no way Jimbo can keep this up, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think something's going to change later on. But right now, I think the top two, the contenders, are Jimbo and Yessica Wild.
And if she has a lip sync for the crown, Jimbo is not going to win that. No, I think Jimbo can win. If they bring in Trixie as a lip sync assassin, Jimbo can win. Jimbo has a chance.
Oh, my God. That fucking was, anyway, that was wild.
All right. We'll see y'all next week.
All right.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Attention, attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you, sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.